Bridging the Gap for your morning drive. It's Morning Air with Sean Harriott and Wendy Weiss. Get set for insightful and intelligent conversation about the Catholic faith on Morning Air, the home of Three Questions and Glenn's Story Corner. And now, here are Sean and Wendy.
Good morning. 6 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Morning Air, Sean and Wendy. And in about a half an hour, we'll be playing Three Questions. Looking forward to that. And just a reminder to you that the Drew Mariani Show will be broadcasting live from the March for Life in Washington, D.C. today. The March for Life, of course, memorializes the Supreme Court's infamous decision to legalize abortion in the Roe v. Wade decision on January 22, 1973. So today is the 35th anniversary of that decision. Drew will be speaking to a number of guests working on the front lines in the fight for life in our country. So tune in today, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time, here on Relevant Radio. Joining us right now is Brother Vincent Reyes. He is a friar in the Orders of Friar Minor Capuchin and is the former pastoral director of the Capuchin Soup Kitchen of Detroit. He's also a photojournalist who has enjoyed capturing the stories of people's lives on film for more than 35 years. Brother Vince's photographs are featured in the book My Name Is, Portraits and Table Stories from Capuchin Soup Kitchen, which was inspired by his daily conversations with guests of the Soup Kitchen. And by the way, all book sale proceeds benefit the Capuchin Soup Kitchen. Brother Vincent, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Well, I spent 10 years living in the Detroit area and working in the city of Detroit.
Well, I went to Calvary, Wisconsin, a seminary there. And so, yeah, I'm accustomed to Wisconsin.
Mm.
And in fact, you just had this major game with the Packers.
Oh, I heard something about that.
I watched it. I'm a Packer fan.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, Brother Vincent, I just really enjoyed this book, and there are so many beautiful and I mean, genuinely heartbreaking stories. These people are telling. They're telling their own story in their own words, and I found
right.
it interesting that you didn't appear to put any restrictions on what they said or didn't say. Some of them talked about their circumstances. Some of them just talked about their outlook on life.
Right. You know something? This came about because I grew to really appreciate the folks. When I was asked to come up from Chicago to take over as the pastor at the Soup Kitchen, I kind of made it a point. In fact, I made a promise to myself that I would have as many meals as possible with the folks. I mean, sit down, eat with them, get to know them, because I felt that if I was going to be the pastor, I really needed to know my flock. So in doing that, I grew to appreciate their stories and the way they told them. And I wanted to tell their stories as they told them, and to honor their dignity, not give them dignity because they have it already, but to honor the dignity they have and to honor the fact that in many cases they're survivors and they have an incredible sense of faith,
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt that I was the person who got so much more out of being with them. And I wanted to share that with people and to do it not only with the copy, with the words, but with pictures as well, to capture the beauty that I really came to see.
Were they reluctant at all, Brother Vincent, to have their photograph taken?
No, these are the I invited people. I did
okay.
not ask them as much
okay.
as I invited people. Anybody who wanted to have their picture taken for this book, you know, just come over here and we'll take your picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
I mean, they were the ones and. That and I, you know, they wanted their picture taken, and this is why you in many cases you get that playful attitude
because
they were having a lot of fun. They were enjoying themselves, and I was enjoying them as well. It was a great experience. The book is about 3.5 years of work, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you have working with you some of the most respected photojournalists really around, don't you?
I really do, yes. I am so fortunate. I have the privilege of working with some superb photographers. They happen to be friends. And the reason that I happen to know them, in many cases, the reason I happen to know them is because I've worked with them at the professional level as well. So I got to know them, and they donated all of their work. The people who helped put that book together, they donated all their work. It's incredible.
That is beautiful, and it is very well done.
Thank you.
I mean, it looks just gorgeous.
I am very happy with it. And one of the things that's been so gratifying, Sean, is the number of professional photographers who enjoy the book. You know, when you have somebody, one of your colleagues, look at it and say, "That's pretty good." That's very gratifying.
That is nice.
It is. It's very gratifying because it really honors the people. And that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and that's an aspect of it that I think is so beautiful. Not only the pictures, which I think really do in so many instances, as you said, kind of capture a playful side of them, or capture them in a moment when they're feeling kind of relaxed, when I would think normally they aren't, but also the things that you allowed them to say about themselves.
Yes.
They're just some heartbreaking stories in there.
Those are the stories that were taped. But the stories, let me go back just a little. When I would be taping the stories, there were times when I would sense that we were getting into an area that I didn't want on tape.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple times I simply stopped the tape recorder and just said, "Well, let's do this, you know, off the cuff for a while."
Mm-hmm.
And I would let them talk because they had a need to tell their story. But I didn't feel like I wanted to be able to put it in the book. And to give them an opportunity to talk about something which was really painful, but not to necessarily have it in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the people were just such wonderful examples of being survivors.
Yes.
What they've gone through. Incredible.
And, you know, Brother Vince, there had to be a desire on their part, obviously, to share these very personal and sometimes painful stories. Do you think it was an attempt on their part, in their minds, to help others who perhaps might find themselves in the same situation, are finding themselves in the same situation, sharing their faith this way?
You know, Wendy, I think what they wanted to do was give people an example of what their life really was like. Give them a real story of what their life was like. And because there's an honesty that they have, that so many of the folks had, which was challenging to me. One of the things I discovered was that I had to, in some ways, retranslate a lot of the theology I was taught. In the sense that, you know, not completely change it,
mm-hmm.
but to kind of redefine what the words meant and to see how God worked in people's lives. Because theology is this human speech about God, and as we go through life, we're constantly redefining what that means, how God works in our life. And these folks, they ask that question as well. They're people, so many of them are such profound people of faith. Wonderful.
We're talking with Brother Vincent Reyes about a book that he collaborated on called My Name Is, Portraits and Table Stories from the Capuchin Soup Kitchen.
We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back on Morning Air.